My action plan. A committed action. Paper and pencil exercise for children or for adolescents too. This exercise has been adapted from the My Action Plan worksheet, which was originally adapted by Russ Harris in 2008. So in order for children to do this exercise, they will either need a pen and pencil, a pen or pencil themselves, or perhaps they might need an adult with them to do the writing for them on a piece of paper. So first I'd like you to take out a pen and paper and either write yourself or have someone with you do the writing for you. But on a sheet of paper, I first want you to write the words, my goals. And underneath that, I want you to list a few things you would like to achieve. For example, maybe you'd like to be a fast runner, or you want to win some medals at a school race, or maybe you want to get 90% on a test at school. But whatever your goals are, take a few moments now to write them down. Next, I'd like you to write the words, my values, and this will be your next section. Now, you might be unsure of what we mean by values, but this is simply the stuff that you care about. So what is the stuff that's important to you? And then write your answers under that my values section. And take a few minutes to do that now. And if you need to pause this recording, go right ahead. You can just press start again when you're ready to pick up the next piece. Next, I want you to identify some thoughts and feelings that you have that aren't so helpful when you're trying to achieve your goals. So for example, if you want to get 90% on a test, but your mind keeps telling you that you're stupid, that is probably not that helpful. But say hello to your I'm stupid thoughts and then write them down on a piece of paper. Or maybe you want to get 90% on a test, but you usually get really nervous and you freeze on test day when you're actually taking the test. That's also unhelpful. But hey, we humans have lots of unhelpful things, thoughts and feelings going on. So let's write those down too, under unhelpful thoughts and feelings section. Writing them down helps us to acknowledge that these things do happen. And even when these things are happening, we can still work towards our goals and values. So go ahead and spend a few moments writing down any unhelpful thoughts and feelings that might come up for you. And you can pause this for a few minutes if you need to, and take all the time you need to write down any thoughts or feelings that are unhelpful in bringing you closer to your goals and values. Now, I'd like you to write down in another section, small steps within my goal, and see if you can identify some smaller steps within each of your goals. So, for example, if your goal is to do school online, but you're struggling with that, smaller step might be sitting for 10 minutes during school work time without taking a break. But write down any smaller steps within the goal now. And next, identify the smallest, easiest step, so an actual behavior that you can begin with. For example, you might say that the smallest, easiest thing you could begin with would be setting a timer for 10 minutes, and then write that down too. Next, I want you to think about someone who could help you with this plan, and then write that person's name down on your paper too. And if there are a couple of possible different helpers, write their names down as well. And finally, I'd like you to choose a day that you will start taking steps towards your goal and write that down now. And then post this somewhere that you can see it and commit to doing it. This is your mindful action plan, and you can do this again anytime you like. And it just acts as a nice reminder to help you get closer to how you want to be in the world. It's not always easy, but you have a plan now. Nice job.